This section of the law has been abused by government employees, not by all of them, but by some of them. And our job is to find out who they are. And all I want to get from you, Mr. Miller, and you, Mr. George, that is your integrity that's on the line. It's the president's, it's the administration's, it is the IRS employees that work hard each and every day. And unfortunately, it's the Congress that's involved in this. People are losing confidence in our government, and I hope that you feel the same sense to find out what caused this, how it could happen, and help us to restore the confidence that Americans should have in their government.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is my good friend, Congressman Charlie Rangel. Thank you, Congressman. How are you? That's one of the That's one of the reasons you should be chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. But that's another story.
It ain't over till it's over. Okay.
Well, look. Let me. Anything you would add to what we just heard?
Yes, I would, and it just doesn't relate to this attack on Obama. It relates an attack on the American gender, the economy, the need for jobs, education, affordable housing, and especially at this time of crisis, health care. Too many Americans are just spectators, and they don't participate. As I go around the country and hear the frustration of people, I ask one question. How many of you know the name of your representative? And it's amazing the indifference that people have to participating. And I submit, if churches and synagogues and business people who are making more money now than ever in the history of the Republic were to get on the case of Democrats and Republicans and tell them, move the agenda, they would move.
This IRS, is that also what you would call a distraction? That this is pretty much, well, I don't want to say that's all it is, because really, was not the Ways and Means Committee responsible for auditing what happened?
Well, yes, we didn't get the response that we should have gotten from IRS. A handful of people in Cincinnati took the law of interpreting the law in their own hands, and there is no question that people should not have attempted to identify the ideology of the group.
Mm-hmm.
However, any law which says that primarily you're supposed to do good, but if you want to do politics, you can. Where do you draw the line? Legally, you can draw it at 49% of participation, where people are abusing the law by avoiding acknowledging who's making the contribution and the amount of the contribution. All of this started when the Supreme Court removed restrictions on how much people could contribute to political campaigns.
And you have Mitch McConnell and on the Senate side, Senator Rand Paul on the Senate side. Interesting, both Republicans and I think the chairman of your committee, who somehow wants to suggest that this is a culture of intimidation throughout the administration. That seems to be the talking point. Your response to that?
Well, you have to recognize this all started under Commissioner Shulman that was appointed by George Bush. And the truth of the matter is that the Republicans have no agenda at all. They have no initiatives at all. They are there to embarrass the President of the United States. And what is so painful politically about this, they don't mind taking the country down with them. I mean, they've done this with the debt ceiling, which is another subject, but they refuse to invest in the infrastructure to move the jobs programs, education, research, and development. They are stuck dead on just attacking the president and anything that comes out of the White House.
And let's go back to what you said. If you don't know the name of your congressman, the name of your senator, and then here's what I find on my show a lot. People always point the finger, especially this audience, the Congressional Black Caucus is not doing enough. The Democratic Party is not doing enough. You would submit, I suspect, that they simply don't know how Congress works.
Well, our voices are heard, but I tell you this. I'm not as religious as I want to be.
All right.
But if indeed We are fighting for health care.